What is the most powerful steam locomotive in U.S. history? We may say the Big Boy, and that answer would get you very close. But if you want to know and see the correct answer, you can come here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Ken Bueller will share with you, here at the Lake Superior Railroad Museum in Duluth, they have the mightiest engine of them all.
This is the most powerful steam locomotive ever built. It is an articulated Mallet-type locomotive called a Yellowstone, and its job during World War II was to haul all-important iron ore from the mines in northeastern Minnesota to the docks in Duluth and two harbors.
Many of us have heard of Union Pacific's large engine named Big Boy. Ken explains how this engine in Duluth stacks up against it.
The Big Boy is actually larger, but this is more powerful. Big Boy's got about 4,800 horsepower. This thing's got 6,000 horsepower. A modern-day diesel engine, by the way, has about 5,000 horsepower.
This site has been tapped as the best transportation museum in America, as voted by USA Today. Ken says the big reason this museum is here is what takes place each summer.
110,000 guest passengers every year ride on our affiliated North Shore Scenic Railroad. We have 32 miles of track from downtown Duluth up along the shore of Lake Superior, traveling back through the majestic North Woods to another North Shore community called Two Harbors.
And that means the exhibits are put to work.
For the most part, everything in the museum is part of a living experience. Our goal is to restore an item one time and then use it for what it was intended. All but two of our diesel locomotives, and we've got about 13 or 14 in the fleet, are operable and work on the railroad. Of our steam engines, they're also operable.
There's one car in particular that catches a lot of attention. Truly a one-of-a-kind. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.